Let us now move into a meditation where we can give our gratitude and thanks to Gaia. I invite you to close your eyes and focus on a water body near you. It could be the ocean, it could be the sea, it could be a river, a lake, a stream, it may even be a glass of water in front of you. We know consciousness can change the water molecules. And so let us send gratitude and thanks to Gaia and the water she provides us. Thank you, Gaia, for the beautiful, endless supply of water that you give to us. We honor your existence. We give deep thanks and gratitude. And it's as simple as those words. And Gaia hears the message. And now, let us continue to hear the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It seems as though the subject of today is about things that perhaps you can reframe in your mind, that perhaps were not given to you fully. There is so much hiding. Hiding because it hasn't been exposed yet, or you haven't been aware of it, and yet it's always been there. Like the child who grows up breathing air, and then one day he studies what it is. He took it for granted and nobody told him about the molecules in the air, where they came from, and the symbiotic relationship with the rest of the planet. It was just air, he breathed it. There are many things like this. I'm going to give you a metaphor today, and it's one that some of you, most of you, will understand and have seen. You'll understand also as we go what the metaphor eventually is about and what it means. We have done the circle of 12. We're going to do it again today. And what this circle of 12 actually is about is you discovering the bigger you. Even religious leaders, spiritualists, have put God on one side of the veil and you on the other. And there are all kinds of processes that somehow then allow you to touch that face of God in some way that is not here. It's across the veil. And the circle of 12 is one of the first times I have given you a metaphor that continues, that tries to show you that actually it's right in front of you. That veil is actually the bridge between you and the bigger you, your soul. Now, some will say, well, what does that have to do with the veil between us and God? And I'll tell you, your soul is part of the creative source, a major part. If you can touch that which is your soul, you are in that space that mostly is on the other side of the veil. A multidimensional space where, like angels and guides and the love of spirit is right next to you all the time. And we've given you this example over and over and over. That really, truly, spirit sits on your lap. But that hasn't been the paradigm, has it? Let me show you something. I want you to visualize with me something that most of you have seen. That visualization would have a number of nested boxes. Now, sometimes you will see this, depending on your culture, in decorative boxes that are nested, one smaller, you open one, there's another one, it's smaller, open one, there's another one. Sometimes it's with eggs that are made and manufactured. One egg is big, you go and open it, it is smaller, 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 and they're all decorative and they're all beautiful. So visualize that for a moment because you've seen it. When you get to the smallest one, it's cute. It's fun. Wow, I went through 10 of those to get to this cute little guy. I wonder if he knew he was really in there, if he could talk. So here is the first part of this metaphor. The little box, the littlest one, nested in there, all put together, with all of them assembled, that little one is you. You have no awareness of the box around you. It's in the dark, of course. And if somebody told you there was a bigger box you were in, you'd go, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure that you're right. But if there is, it's the veil and God is on the other side. Well, then they say, well, not exactly. There's a bigger box around that. What could that mean? These nested boxes are an awareness. They are boxes of awareness. And we have told you all along that the biggest one, the one that God sees, the one that I see, is the real you. The little one is the nested you. And here's the invitation, and it was always there. We want you to understand that as you start to accept what I am telling you, perhaps instead of what others have told you is the limit of your spirituality or your thinking, is simply surrounded by another box. We have talked about peeling the onion of your reality, where you start to peel it and find the core you. This is the opposite. I'm talking about release. How many of you are willing to say, Dear Spirit, if there is a bigger box that I'm in, show it to me. And that awareness alone starts to disappear the internal boxes. You might have 10 nested boxes and suddenly you've got 3 because you're so much aware of the love of God, of the tools that you have as a human being, that the energy of Gaia is alive and well, and that you actually are in control of your reality. You just dismissed 3 or 4 boxes. Now, what are those boxes? They're what you've been told. Every single one of them represents that which you have been told you are. It isn't just inaccurate, dear ones. Some of that was on purpose. Some of it was also the best that humans had at that moment. But it all told the story of a great big God and a very small you. That part was correct. But no connection. A wall between you. That's what you were taught. If you are involved, perhaps, and invested in some of that, which is the organized spiritual systems of the planet, that they will tell you right away, you're small. You're not supposed to be able to touch the face of God. You're not worthy. And so they have all manner of rules that will then help you be worthy or at least come to God not filled with unworthiness. And you start listing them. What do they ask you to do? What if I told you those are boxes? Those are boxes which keep you from seeing the big one. And you start disappearing them and disappearing them. And you get to that place and you say, what if I could cross the bridge to the real big one? And that one is the soul. Now let me tell you something else about this metaphor, which is magic. As you start to then dissolve the boxes around you, you become the box around you. You get bigger. So a nested set of 10 becomes a nested set of 5. Because the box in the middle is starting to dissolve the boxes around it, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and now you've got perhaps just 1. Welcome to the circle of 12. So if you followed this, here you are, a much bigger box nested in one other. There's the soul of the human, which is the big one, and you, the one that's in 3 dimensions that you know well. But you're very close, and you can feel it. You've dismissed all the limiting things that you've been told, and here you are. Crossing that bridge is something we'll do today, and we do it every single Wednesday, and we've done it for almost 100 episodes. All the time, this has been the metaphor of you touching the bigger box. But more than touching it, what happens to you, and I'm going to paint you a picture. When you cross the bridge, that three-dimensional box is dissolved temporarily. You have to live in 3D. That's who you are. But it doesn't mean that you can't meld with the bigger one or go there anytime you want. Crossing the bridge, going back and forth, finding out some of the most beautiful things that Spirit, the Creator, has for you. Basking in the love that has always been there, without rules, without things you have to do to deserve it. And you start to understand the real picture. The actual core truth is this. God is in love with you and created you in love and has given you free choice to find that, not a bunch of rules that say that you're not supposed to, not a bunch of rules that say you're unworthy, not a bunch of rules that say that you're doomed as you're born. That was never, ever the core truth. That's the humans making their truth apply to you. That's all human stuff, dear ones. That's humanism 101. Punishment, reward, bad, good. All of those things have nothing to do with the love of the Creator for you. So here you sit and stand, perhaps on the bridge. Perhaps you finally understand that bigger box is you in an alliance with the Creator, your soul. That is the truth. Anytime you want, the Creator has his hand outstretched saying, why don't you come to that bigger box for a while, visit your soul for a while. And sooner or later, they meld together. So every day of your life, you're walking between and inside until they meld together. And that is called ascension. This is where you are right now in the scheme of this planet. You might say in the planning that you set up a long time ago before you got here. What if this was all true? I want you to sit and feel that love I'm telling you about. Tonight, a little later, we'll go across the bridge. I'll take you there again. And so it is.